In Libya's western mountains, the city of Nahlout was among the first to liberate itself from Muammar Gaddafi's control. But government forces have continued to shell the city, and most of Nahlout's residents have fled across the border to Tunisia. The remaining rebels say they're gearing up to try to liberate a nearby valley town. Reporter Marine Olivesi spent 24 hours in Nahlout and sent this story.
Half a dozen rebels drive a pickup on a winding road. It's about 10 in the morning. They reach a shack on the edge of the mountain.
We are here watching all the movement of Gaddafi troop.
Ali says this is the best observation point in the desert region. His friends unload close-range rifles, bananas, and a pair of Leica binoculars.
To looking this one for 3 or 4 hours straight is giving a headache to anybody who want to try it. But our guys here, they got used to it. They can see directly.
They're keeping a close eye on the 4 tanks and 6 Grad rocket launchers parked around Gazaya, only 5 miles away. Pro-Qaddafi forces have controlled the village for weeks now.
Now all the cars is sprayed by the houses, you know. When they start moving, we alert everybody.
Ali says they've learned how to read the enemy's moves over the past 3 months. Rebels have also devised a code of sorts to communicate on walkie-talkies. Muhadin used to be a semi-professional soccer player. Now he's doing a routine check-in in a mix of Arabic, Berber language, and code names. Muhadin's joking around with rebel fighters posted nearby. But he knows the small talk will be over soon. Rebels are gearing up for an attack to liberate the village of Gazaya. Later that day, Radio Free Nahlout goes on the air with its newscast.
مستمعينا الكرام اينما كنتم السلام عليكم ورحمه الله وبركاته ونرحب بكم من اذاعه نالوت الحره.
The news anchor announces that Qaddafi forces have renewed bombing Nahlout. He says the lives of the few hundred civilians remaining in town are at risk. This radio station used to be the voice of the Qaddafi regime. In fact, the political police were located right next door in the same building. That building was a prime target for the rebels. They tried to burn it down the day before they liberated Nahlout, back in February. The station rebranded itself Radio Free Nahlout and went back on the air in April. 20-year-old host Ali Shalbak says the station has 2 missions now: get updates to opposition fighters in the mountains and get the revolution's message across to towns that haven't been liberated yet.
We want the non-liberated cities to get an idea of the situation in the region. The TV and radio stations backed by Gaddafi are saying the exact opposite. That's why it's important that our programs reach the non-liberated towns.
Starting with Gazaya, down in the valley, Ali says he hopes Radio Free Nahlout's broadcasts will encourage people to rise up there. Later that evening, Neji Mohammed lies in the ER in Nahlout Hospital. He has a bullet in his abdomen.
That was gunshot in the chest and descending to the abdomen.
Doctors and nurses crowd into the surgical unit. The wounded man is one of them and they all want to help. Neji worked here as a lab technician for 10 years. Today he was with the rebels marching towards Gazaya. After 3 hours of surgery, Neji is taken to the ICU in the basement. He's not alone there. He's sharing the room with 2 Qaddafi soldiers. The rebels brought the men to the hospital a few days earlier. A doctor says Neji will need to be moved as soon as he wakes up.
Tomorrow morning, can you imagine, of all his family will come to see him, and all his friends from the rebels will come to see him, and they will get in room with 2 from Gaddafi forces in same room. This will be crisis.
An armed rebel guards the door to make sure no one enters the ICU. The doctor says the patients won't need protection from each other.
One of them, he shot in his leg where he cannot really move. And the second one, he shot in his chest where also he cannot move. Even if 3 of them wake up tonight, will not be any problem because no one can move of them.
Neji wakes up the next morning. He says about 100 rebels were pushing down the valley towards Gazaya. Some of his friends were setting up a trap for Qaddafi's forces. Then he felt the bullet tear through him and he passed out. Standing next to him, Neji's uncle presses a white cloth to his forehead and wipes out the sweat. Doctors say Neji could be released in a few days. He says he can't wait to get back to the front line. For the world, I'm Marine Olivesi, Nalut, Libya.